Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This episode is brought to you by drawyouapicture.com, where you can get me to draw you just about anything. Check out what I've done for others and see what I can do for you at drawyouapicture.com. Also by our patrons like James Sickle, Jebediah Bueno, and Jeff Aldridge, who support the show on a monthly basis. Join the club and get patron-only bonus stickers, stories, ad-free listening, and more. Join today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow.
Kia ora, this is Elizabeth from New Zealand, and you're listening to That Story Show. And for the record, it's caramel.
Hey! This is That Story Show, people.
Hallelujah!
Watching!
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat, and I flew into this lady's house.
I left her some guano.
In the jungle.
Hey, podcast people, this is That Story Show, where we bring your real life stories into the spotlight. It is episode 419, brought to you the week of August 1st, 2022. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison, and my good friend is here.
Hey, James, it's John. I'm John. And hi.
Hi.
How are you? Hey, I got a question for you.
What?
Why ducks have feathers on their tails?
Do I know why ducks have feathers on their tails? No, I don't.
It's to cover their butt quacks. I tried not to laugh at that, but it's good. Cover their butt quacks.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. I wish cats had that.
I do too. I hate it when my cat comes and sits on my lap and
it's direct contact, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You should have some sort of feathers.
Now we have in my house, we have two $650 rugs, and now we didn't pay $650 for them. We got the floor models, and we got them for like $50 or $60 each, but they are worth $650, and my dogs will sit on them and do that butt scoot thing.
Not cool.
Not cool at all. And
we're dogs. We're going to wipe our butt on $650.
If I did something like that, my kids would never talk to me again, you know?
Yeah.
And
but the dogs do it 5 or 10 times and they're fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely fine.
Double standards.
That's why I would never pay that much for a rug either. It's just toilet paper laying on the floor, according to them. But
yeah.
Anyway. Sorry we missed a few episodes, guys and girls. It's never an idea that we want to do that, but it happens when your host gets a job, and I got a job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a job at Chick-fil-A, and I had a weird schedule and it threw off everything, but everything is fixed now. And cool. So we're going to be recording regularly again.
Yeah.
Things should be good. I'm making a little money. And I'm making that Christian chicken.
Do you get to eat some of that Christian chicken for free too?
You do. I get a 30,
like when you're on the clock.
When I'm on break,
yeah,
I get a $10 credit.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I've reached out and tried some things that I'd never tried before, like the wrap. Yeah. I didn't like it.
Okay.
I didn't like it.
No.
It's
because of grilled. I don't like the grilled chicken.
But
so
I'm going to tell you guys a secret. Chick-fil-A will do anything you want them to do to your food. They will do anything. They have almost no limits as to what modifications you can make to their food. They're so easy going with that. Matter of fact, I even told my coworkers, I was like, you guys don't even react. Like, we got a fruit cup order where it said nothing but strawberries. And I was like, oh, there's a freaking Karen out there with her strawberry cup, you know. Nobody blinked an eye. Nobody thought anything of it. They just gave her a cup full of strawberries like she wanted. And I was like, you guys do so much. I can't wait until there's an order that makes you guys all scratch your heads and like, what in the world is this? And it happened that day. Somebody ordered some chicken nuggets, but they wanted them shredded. And we have a machine that cuts up nuggets to go on salads. So we just put a bowl underneath it and put the chicken nuggets in it and squished them down and put a lid on it and sold them an 8-count nugget with
that
was all shredded up. And somebody said, who was it that was like waiting for an order that we would freak out about? I was like, that was me. She's like, well, this is it right here. We don't understand why this person wants shredded nuggets in a bowl. I was like, maybe they have a doggy, you know, or something maybe. Like that.
I don't know.
Maybe they don't have enough teeth.
Awesome.
But they did it. That's the whole point, is they did it.
Still did it right. You didn't freak out because they went ahead and did it.
Yeah.
Now, I have to push back on that because our Chick-fil-A's used to do something down here that I loved, and they no longer do it.
Oh.
And that is, I would ask for them to... I don't know what you say, double fry it or something like that. Cause the chicken would come out like extra crispy.
Oh.
And I ordered it like that one day and I was like, oh, we don't do that anymore.
Well, yeah, I can see why. Because frying is a big ordeal. It's a whole section of the kitchen.
Yeah.
And breading and frying and all that kind of stuff. It would throw off the entire
Yep. That's probably why they stopped.
Yeah, it would.
The whole operation.
Yeah, it would. Because they're constantly frying. And what it would require is them to put one back in. And it would be one whole fryer just for that one piece of John chicken. And you don't want to do that to Chick-fil-A, do you, John?
You're right. No, I don't want to hold up the progress. But it was so good when they did do that for me. Man, need to have more friends over there.
But they did do it. You got to say they did do it at first.
They did until they didn't.
Until it started becoming a huge issue. But yeah. I want to say my whole point was at my lunches, I've started really enjoying the fruit cups, and you can get the fruit cups without apples. And I don't hate apples, but there's a lot like of apples in them. You know?
Yeah.
And so
the cheapest thing.
When you get them without apples, they fill them in with tons of strawberries and mandarin oranges. And I've never thought of putting those two together, but they are so good.
They are good.
And it's so juicy that I had to pee really bad after I ate it all. I'm like, I'm just sitting here, you know, with congealed water. That's all I'm eating is just fruit juice, but
too much fructose.
It's really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I can't say enough about Chick-fil-A. I'm a big fan. And
now you work for them too. So now you,
well,
have
no,
to
no,
say
I
it.
Wasn't a big fan before. Now I am because,
okay. So they basically pay you to be a big fan.
No, I have become a big fan because they are awesome. And the people that I work with are great. And the leadership is really nice, and they don't ever get upset if you ask how to do something a million times. And I haven't worked in 10 years, you know, and it's been rough for me. And they've been so understanding and so great. If you'd like to hear more about my journey, I do a podcast, ladies and gentlemen, called The Gospel of Kennison. And a lot of my listeners love to listen to that because you get the behind the scenes stories. You get to hear about my life. It's my personal audio journal. And you can start with the one that is, it's two back from the beginning. It's called My Pleasure. And it talks about me getting my job. And then there's one called Work, Nature, Work, which is about my first couple weeks at the job. And then I got one coming up very soon that is a big update on my whole job situation. So anyway, so there you go. We always like to start the show with a opening story. So let's do that. This one's middle school drama, though.
Nice.
Dang it. Move out of the way, stupid.
I couldn't think of any other name for this. I don't know, this contraption of a story, other than Juicy Beef.
Juicy Beef. Mm.
Yeah. Hi, I have kind of a long story. One day I was having fun in a stream with my friends, and he's talking about a literal stream, not a Twitch stream or anything.
Oh. We have to explain that these days.
Yeah, we do.
My brain went immediately to the water, so.
Yeah. We found an old rusted can labeled beef with juices in it. So, that's a good idea. Let's check it out. We tried as hard as we could to open it, banging it on rocks and other hard objects. We got two very small holes in the side of the can and a pungent smelling wet glop oozed out of it. So stop immediately. You know, it was only a minuscule amount, but the smell was horrid. Being the group of boys that we were, though, we made a plan to break it all the way open, of course.
Oh, no.
Makes sense.
We want to see what this beef with juices looks like.
Yeah, we're going to taste it. One of us went into my house and got safety glasses and a big hammer. Well, at least you're being safe about your stupidity. Okay. And then the person would go back outside and kajammer the can. I don't know what that word is, but that's the way they spelled it out. And they would see the stuff inside. Well, they could see what it really looked like. Well, we got home and nobody volunteered. So I took the job. And when I got outside, the can of juiced beef was waiting for me. Ooh. Everybody watched as I swung the sharp side of the hammer. That's the claw side at the can. And splat, the beef splattered all over my legs and my face. Blah. And some of it got into my mouth.
No,
it tasted as bad as it smelled. Immediately after the event of the day, I went inside and I took a shower and rinsed out my face. I hope you guys enjoyed my story and I hope it gets on the show. And if it does, ding the bell 20 times. Do we have to, John?
You're the boss. You're the boss.
12, 35, 56, 70, 90, 20.
Feel like an old-fashioned telephone call. Hello, what hole can I dial you into?
That was from BEF from Columbia, Madrid. I don't know. What's MD?
Maryland?
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure it's Maryland.
He says, wish it could be Germany. Okay.
Oh.
That's
we could be Germany.
That's been our middle school drama for today.
Nice.
Move out of the way, stupid.
It's always,
beef.
It's always great. Let's rewind the week.
Yeah.
Well, as you may have heard, I now work for Chick-fil-A and I have work shoes that I bought. They are they are black. They have to be black.
Yep.
I have to wear black socks with my black shoes and they have to be slip resistant shoes. So they have a very tight tread on the bottoms.
Yeah.
And Chick-fil-A is a very clean establishment. I've often said to my friends and family that you could take a tour of the kitchen and you would still want to eat there. You can't say that about other fast food places.
It's true.
You know, I bet if you went, well, it's like the fear every kid had of what's going on in the back room of the cafeteria at school, you know,
there's a horse back there that they're butchering and,
they're grinding cats into hamburger and
milking an alien cow of some sort.
Yeah. So you don't know, but anyway, even though it's clean and there's nothing to fear every now and then I, as a human being, as I'm counting eight counts and, let's see, we do eights, we do fives, eights, 12s, and 30s counts of nuggets.
Tray.
I accidentally will drop one, and rather than kick it aside, I will occasionally accidentally step on one, and then it embeds itself into my shoe.
Uh-huh.
And I walk upon it for 8 hours, and it gets very grinded in there. You know, I don't know. I don't even notice it because I have anti-slip shoes. Well, I get home, and as many of you know, I have two dogs. One dog I like. Let me rephrase that.
Let's fix that.
One dog I don't like and one dog I hate. And the dog I hate has taken to stealing my shoes and dragging them around
jerk.
And trying to lick the freaking chicken grease out of the cracks of my very tightly patterned shoes.
Your shoes taste so good.
It's like 8 hours old, and it's just been emaciated and turned into, you know, eviscerated is what I just said, turned into mush. It's unrecognizable.
Chicken jerky.
But it smells apparently irresistible.
Oh, yes,
and
it does.
I take my shoes off. I put them on the shoe rack by the back door, and I come out to my $650 rug, and it's just sitting there upside down, and there's just evidence that a dog has done this. It's like, Jen, did you do this? No. Jenna, did you take my shoe and lick the bottom? No. Jay?
No,
don't think so.
I swear, Dad.
Must have been one of these two dogs. Moffitt, was it you?
I'm too lazy.
Yeah, exactly. It must have been Leia, the evil demon dog. And sure enough. So,
but bright side is you got clean soles again.
Yeah, yeah.
You can squish more.
You have to have a clean sole to work at Chick-fil-A.
It's true. It's on the job description, isn't it?
It is. We glorify God by providing excellent service and customer satisfaction.
Oh man, yeah. You even remember their statement.
I kind of made it up. I remember the first three words to glorify
it's
God.
Pretty close, yeah.
But it's yeah, the dogs are stealing my shoes, man. They can't handle it. They can't handle that fresh goodness. And that's the only bad thing that has happened to me. And I swore it wouldn't happen. I was like, occasionally I will eat a chicken, you know, a Chick-fil-A sandwich. It's not my favorite food, but I enjoy it. But now I smell it all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's not the taste that has run me off from it. It's the smell. So
it's the smell.
And that's what's attracting my dogs to my shoes.
Well, so here's a bonus tip that you can use or not. Get one of the buffalo packets, you know, the buffalo sauce packets.
step
on one of those and let that grind into your shoes for the 8 hours. And I think you'll know which dog, for one.
Oh, I know. I know. Did it,
and then maybe even stop that dog. Of course, it'll probably rub its butt on your $850 rug.
$650.
$650, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I just upped the
on
value
sale,
of that rug.
On sale. At Lazy Boy, yeah. So,
oh, nice.
But yeah, dogs are stealing my shoes, and it's just not good. It's not good at all. I want to punch that dog. Just leave my shoes alone. You know, they're uncomfortable, and I have to stand in them a long time. I don't want to have to deal with dog saliva on the bottom of my daggum shoes. It's just
because they'll probably start eating your soul soon. So you're like, I can't get any more chicken out of it, so I'm going to start eating the soul of this shoe.
Anyway, that's all I got for this week. All that I can share anyway. It's the stupid dog.
I love your dogs, but I don't care about them either. So
yeah.
I was thinking, I can't let you take all of the blame for us not doing a show. I actually had the COVID a couple weeks ago. So I think you were able to, but then I came down with the COVID or maybe not. I don't remember.
Down
but
with
I,
the
I was
sickness.
Gonna, yeah. I was going to take the blame for that one. And it lasted, you know, I mean, positive part of being COVID. I mean, the test positive part lasted probably about
all the benefits of COVID lasted.
The benefits of COVID. I got a week off of work. That's what I got. And it was great. No, it was miserable, But it wasn't terrible. You know what I mean? It was just like a super bad cold. It was different than the first time I had it, or whenever last time I had it. But I lost my taste and smell.
No.
Yeah. So like the only Sunday that I've had off. Well, okay, I did have a Sunday off when I went and visited you in June. But the only other Sunday I had off was because of COVID. And I was sitting, you know, getting ready to watch the service online, and I was drinking my coffee. It's like, this coffee is bland. Like, it didn't have any taste, and it was so weird. And I was like, wait a second, I can't smell this.
Oh.
And I thought, and so I thought everything that I had seen people do with the COVID, like the smelling all the weird stinky stuff.
Yeah.
So I went around the house smelling, you know, stupid things that I usually can smell, but I couldn't smell them. And, I was like, I'm going to start tasting some stuff. I'll eat anything anyways.
Yeah.
But, and I love hot sauce. So I always have, Frank's Red Hot in the house. And I thought, hey, I wonder if I can taste this.
Huh.
And so I took the bottle and, I tilted it back, and man, you know, usually like there's kind of like a restrictor in the top of your bottle.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Kind of restricts how much flow that, well, this particular bottle didn't have
oh,
one.
Oh no.
And so,
dummy.
I had a mouthful of hot sauce and I just kind of let it, you know, I like it anyways, but I just kind of let it sit in there for, you know, a few seconds, and I swallowed it down. I was like, well, that was a lot. And I couldn't taste it, but I could feel it.
Oh, okay. So the sensation was still there.
It didn't taste like it, but it felt like, and I could feel it going down and stuff. And I was like, wow, that was weird. And I wound up tasting other stupid stuff. But here's the crazy thing. Like, 2 or 3 hours later, my smell and taste came back.
No way.
It did. It was crazy. I was like, well, you know, I was all the day, I was like thinking, okay, well, I'm just going to have to get used to this. Cause you know, I've heard people, you know, it takes them a long time. Some people haven't even gotten their taste and
right,
smell back.
Right.
Amy had it back in December and she's still missing things, that she can't smell. And I don't know about the taste. I think she got that mostly back, but and I was like preparing myself for this long, you know, experience. And then I walked out of the bathroom of all places and I was like, wait, I can smell dinner cooking.
Hey!
Great thing. So I don't know if you're still dealing with some of those COVID symptoms, maybe try down in a bottle of Frank's Red Hot. Look, I'm not a doctor and I'm not suggesting this, but if you happen to try it and your taste and smell comes back, let me know.
Ah, just a reboot to the system there.
Maybe so.
John has accidentally found it. Local doctors hate him. Cause
I'm going to start some clickbait campaign.
Yeah.
Cures for COVID smell and taste regeneration.
Yeah. Well, I want to take a second. Thanks, John. And I want to thank Jeff Collins for becoming a $1 a month patron.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah. We haven't had any patrons join up lately. And, so I appreciate that. It's nice. You know, recently we've added ads to our show, and some people love them. Well, it's the first time I've just lied on the show, just straight up. Like, yeah, I didn't even take the truth and wrap the lie around it. I just straight up lied.
You just straight up did that.
Nobody loves the ads except for me.
Except Google.
except for me. I love them. But you could get rid of them by becoming a patron.
And that's what Jeff did.
That's what Jeff did. So it's cheap, and it's even cheaper if you do it annually. And it's a great way to support the show. So anyway, thank you so much. I want to mention again, a lot of people have been taking advantage of this. Our new phone number, our toll-free phone number, 833-55-STORY, 833-557-8679, is a great way to call and leave a message for the show, leave a story, a comment, whatever you want to do. It's a 5-minute limit, so it's pretty good. It's more than enough for anybody. We like to keep them between 3.5 to 4 minutes anyway. So give us a call.
It's just a really good story.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, if you mess up, just hang up, call back, and start over, and we'll pick the best, you know, one automatically. So,
and then we'll rib you mercilessly.
Yeah.
For the stuff that you messed up, it'll just be so much fun for all of us.
Just make sure that you're not on voicemail. We had a guy send in a great story, but or not voicemail, but I could tell he was talking through his
Bluetooth?
No, yeah, it was probably Bluetooth, but I'm thinking of speakerphone.
Ah, yeah.
And it was just a really bad recording. And so make sure you talk directly into your phone first person. And that way we get a nice, good, clean audio signal from you. So anyway, let's jump into our listener stories. That's what we're here for anyway. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we got a voicemail. It is from Jennifer Brenton. It's called Minty Nose, and it goes something like this.
So this morning, I went to use some Vicks Sinex stuff because I've been having sinus issues recently. And
bless your heart.
I had only had a partial sip of coffee, and I tilted my head back. And squirted that stuff right up my nose, and it had the opposite effect that you would get from laughing so hard that something comes out your nose. It, like, went through my sinuses, down my throat, into my mouth, and it cleared my sinuses for sure, but my nose was minty fresh for... a good half hour to an hour afterwards, and now I feel great.
Well, thanks for calling and sharing.
Yes, you may have unlocked something there, Jennifer. You might have the cure for getting your smell back.
Yeah, we're COVID. We're full of life hacks today, medical life hacks.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're not doctors, mind you.
Yeah, yeah. Jennifer Brenton might be though. I don't know.
Maybe
she is. I often have situations during the year, you know, due to allergies where my nose is like completely stopped up, and I go to try to squeeze the bottle and hold the nostril and snort it in, and I hate it when it goes all the way through and down the throat. I can't imagine accidentally taking it to the head, just leaning back and squeezing a long stream. Oh man,
minty.
Oh, if you ever want an interesting thing to check out, go check out your own sinuses online. Just look up sinuses.
You can look up at your own sinuses.
Well, no, but just
okay.
The concept of sinuses, they're everywhere in your face.
They're like little hollow spaces right behind your eyes,
around your cheeks, and your everything. And, you know, as a kid, you only know about the two passages that you can get your finger into, you know, but there's so much more.
There's so much more to explore.
There's even
face.
A connection between your nose, sinuses, and a little dot that is where tears are picked up.
Oh, yes. Dude.
It's so weird.
I have to tell you something about that.
Okay.
We both know somebody, okay, that had, like, I don't know what it is, like an extra connection there.
Okay.
Or maybe it was just an enlarged connection. But whenever she would blow her nose if she had a cold, out the eyeball, man.
Man.
Snot. I kid you not. It was the freakiest thing and the grossest thing.
That is so crazy.
I'll tell you who it was later.
Well, that's why sometimes when you cry and stuff, you'll have extra water in your nose. It's not snot, it's tears.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's so weird.
So your nose cries too.
Yes. It's scary. Aww. Scary. Anyway, I saved a story just for you, John.
Did ya?
It's called Google. Okay. Google Toot.
Google Toot. All right. Let's have some fun and find out about this. This comes to us from Mike in Evansville, Indiana. Mike says, we have a Google Mini in the home that is largely used for music, animal sounds, and instrument sounds.
Can we take a second and ask? I understand the music part, but animal sounds?
Animal sounds.
You're using it on the regular for animal sounds? Is there something we should know? Is there some sort of weird fixation that you have? You know, just
maybe their house is like a jungle or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
In the mood there.
Maybe they like the jungle lifestyle. You know,
we need some ambiance.
Their house is decorated like a rainforest cafe. You know,
there you go.
They got a talking tree in the middle of their living room. I don't know. But
I'm kind of curious about the instrument sound.
Yeah.
Just like ask it to play a guitar strum or.
Yeah. What does an oboe sound like, Google? You know, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what they're doing there. But I could understand if they said rain sounds or storm sounds or, you know, wind sounds, you know, relaxation stuff.
Yeah.
But no, animal sounds. You know, I don't even know what command you would use to get a lengthy production of animal sounds, like, you know, play zoo animals. I don't know what you would do. I've got one sitting on the desk right here, so I don't want to ask it.
Oh man, I wish I could talk into it right now. I've actually got one on my desk over here too.
Yeah, it'll interrupt the show, but, and it's done it before. But anyway, you can go on with the story. I'm sorry. That was weird to me.
It is kind of interesting. Maybe we should explore that more with Mike on a later date. But Mike says, I found it very relatable when another listener recounted the story of their GPS being rerouted when we mentioned the Keystone State after a Google command on the podcast. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
A few weeks back. Yeah. Well, I discovered a Google request that not only made my children laugh, but gave me the biggest LOL I've had in a while. So, if your listeners would like to join us in the fun, let's give them some time to get near their favorite Google device and make sure their volume is up to a tolerable level. And I will say that the louder it is, the funnier it is. And here we go. You ready, James?
Okay.
I got mine over there. Maybe it'll hear me. All right. So, the command is this. Hey, Google, what does a toot sound like? Oh, she heard me. I can't hear it because I have headphones.
Yeah.
Oh, she did. Did you hear that?
No. Did she make a fart noise?
She did. She said, this is a fart.
Okay.
Pretty good. Pretty good. So now I know we're all lolling, just as I did. But what's great is that Google had the forethought and took the time to program multiple different fart sounds. So every time you ask it, it sounds different. All right. I'm going to have some fun with that later. I hope you had as much fun as I have. Thanks for all you do, Mike from Evansville.
All right. I have a little note, a PS I'll tag on to this one. When I tried it when I was prepping the show notes, I asked Google, what does a toot sound like? And instead of playing a fart noise, it said, playing Let One Go on Google Music. And it was a parody of Let It Go.
No,
it was the lady, and she's singing Let One Go, Let One Go, can't hold it back anymore. Oh my gosh, dude, it was terrible.
Oh man, so I
had to say, Google, what does a fart sound like? And then it made the noise. And all that kind of stuff. But, you know,
Yeah. What does a toot sound like?
So as a bonus perk, guys, there is a song on Google Music that you can request your Google to play called Let One Go. So there you go. It's a little disturbing.
In Google, Let One Go.
So anyway, we got a voicemail. It is called Bedtime Bug, and it's from Alan Bararis. Yeah. I'm not going to pronounce that any other way. Yeah, because it could be evil. Here we go.
Hello, James and John. I do a lot of driving for work, and I've been binging your show now for about 1.5 months. And I've listened to about 150 episodes.
Wow.
And it's always something that makes me smile randomly and awkwardly as I drive around or sit parked in my vehicle. I have to wonder if people look at me and think that I am a disturbed individual.
Yep.
But
yeah, if you like our show,
I've come today to bestow some horrors upon you.
Uh-oh.
Gird thy loins, for doom approaches with unfathomable ferocity.
Hmm.
It was a night long ago. I prepared for bed, laid down, and began to doze when something brushed against my fingers.
What was it?
I burst out of my dozing for a moment. In my conscious mind, I then tried to make sense of what I just felt. There were a couple loose strings on my blanket. I must have accidentally touched one. That was enough to decrease my heartbeat and calm my mind, so I again began to doze. Then, I felt something tickling up my chest onto my neck, and I screamed the banshee scream I have ever let loose. I grabbed the 2-inch roach off my neck and kicked it across the room. My sister, hearing my scream, rushed into my room. There's a roach! I cried. She, being the insane human that she is, then grabbed the roach in a paper towel and squeezed until the juicy crunches could be heard. In that moment, no other noise could have been more satisfying. The battle was over. The enemy defeated.
Awesome.
Peace.
Yeah.
Final.
Oh.
And that is all. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That needs to be a soundbite. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
That's all.
It was just a roach, 2-inch roach.
Dude, I had the same thing happen to me when I was a kid. Just laying in bed, felt this scratchiness. It wasn't even a tickle. It was like somebody's fingernails scratching on my neck, and I reached up, and it was just one of those giant palmetto bugs with the big spikes that come out of their feet, you know?
Yep.
And I took that thing and I flinged it across the room, and it was so dark, there was no hope of me ever finding it or seeing it where it landed. I just heard it hit the wall, and it lived, and I just went back to sleep, man. I was too scared and too tired to deal with it.
Yeah.
When you're scared of the dark and you wake up in the dark, you have to face your fear. You can't, you have to get up and go turn the light on. And those precious seconds are when the demons under the bed can get you.
That's right. You have to run to the light switch.
You have to jump. You have to Michael Jordan that thing and fly and hover across the floor so you can instantly turn the light on before your feet touch down. So anyway, I wasn't willing to do that. So the roach got to live. It just lived far away from me. So,
further away. And who knows, maybe you actually killed it when it hit the wall.
I doubt it, man. Those things are made out of metal.
That's true. Those palmetto bugs. And they can fly.
Yes. So crazy.
Just cover your head.
Oh.
Roaches are jerks.
So are teenagers. But I gotta...
what a transition.
Yeah.
Is there a story behind that or what?
your next story.
Oh, yes. Right. Okay. Here we go. This is, yes, you're right. Teenagers are jerks. Not all of you, but well, anyways.
Enough. Just enough.
Simone.
To ruin it for everybody. Yeah.
Well, Simone sent in this story. It's called Bathroom Burn. Just found that story show about a week or two ago by accident. And now you guys are my favorite place to go when I need a laugh.
All right.
Thank you so much. At first, I couldn't think of any good stories, but hearing some on the show sparked some memories.
Yeah, we're nice. We're not an accident, by the way. We're a mistake. So just letting you know.
We found you. She found us by mistake.
Yeah, you committed a mistake. It was not a good choice.
It's a happy mistake.
No.
Well, probably my most recent funny story comes from my senior year of high school. I just graduated a few months ago. And everyone knows that towards the end of the year, all the students and teachers get pretty antsy, especially the seniors. I remember sitting in my math class on one of these particular days. It was a small class, and we were all probably doing a worksheet or something. But for whatever reason, it was really quiet. So when the shouting from the end of the hallway started, we all heard it. We could see teachers and some kids running past the little window in the door. Our teacher stood up and opened the door and looked down the hall. The teachers in that little area of the hall were really cool with each other, and we're always grouped together talking like a huddle of soccer moms. Oh, I love the imagery there.
Yeah.
Huddle of soccer moms. Did you know what Joey did yesterday? Anyways, they were always the ones filling each other in on the drama. Is that what they call spilling the tea or sipping the tea?
Okay. Spill the tea.
It's the tea. That's what those teachers were doing. You can tell I'm down with the
lingo. Yeah.
The lingo, yeah. One of the kids in my class overheard one of them say the words, fight in the bathroom, quote unquote. The news spread like fire through the class, which was pretty quick considering there was only about 10 of us. None of us were surprised to hear about a fight. Just a few months ago, a kid had been allegedly tased by two officers in the hallway for attacking a teacher and a principal.
That would be so fun. But that's to be able to legally tase somebody. It would be so fun.
Legally tase them.
Yeah, I wouldn't even want to wear a gun just so I'd be forced to use the taser more often.
Oh, don't tase me, bro.
You pull a gun on me, I'm pulling a taser out, and I'm going to shoot. And I don't even care if I get shot. Because that gun will probably go off like a freaking machine gun because you're like...
Because all your muscles seize up.
Yeah, yeah. I want to tase people for a living. There's got to be a job description where they test it out on people and people get paid money. And I could be that guy. Taser tester. Yeah, taser tester. There you go. I'm making a name badge. I'm going to wear it to Chick-fil-A. I'm a taser tester. So anyway.
Well, just in case you have any unruly patrons at the Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
I got the taser tester out. Get them out of here, man.
You wanted how many strawberries?
Man. What? So. You want 13 strips? Forget it.
There are some picky people, I will say. But our people are so respectful of them.
And it is their pleasure to serve you.
It is. And you know what? I don't have to say that because I'm in the back.
You get to wear the black jacket?
No, I have a red and gray striped. It's different for every outlet. They can choose their uniform. So I have a golf shirt that I wear and some gray pants, and it's for beginners. It's for people in training. And
gotcha.
So, but if I'm outside in the front, I'm supposed to help people with their beverages.
Can I refresh your beverage?
Asked the lady, can I help? Can I refresh your beverage? Which is really hard to say. By the way,
it is. What did you say?
And she said, well, actually, I'd like to order something too. I said, well, I can't help you with that, but I can get your drink. And I forgot all my training. She handed me her drink. I'm supposed to say, will you take the lid and the straw? And and I took the lid and straw off. My fingers go under the lid immediately. And my fingers drop down into the cup. I remembered to ask, do you want more ice? She said, yes. I put more ice in and I filled it up with cherry Coke. And with I put the lid back on myself with my hands, and the soda popped up through the straw hole and filled the top layer with a puddle of straw. And I just handed it back to her. I'm like, I'm so sorry. This was not.
I thought you were going to say you sipped it off the top.
I should have. Let me get that for you.
There you go. They're all about service.
This was not my pleasure. Just letting you know. And if she's smart, she got a brand new soda right as soon as I turned around and left, because that was not the best service ever. My finger went down in the cup, dude. I did everything wrong. Well, anyway, where were we? Fight in the bathroom.
Yeah. Fight in the bathroom. That's what it was. The news spread like fire through the class, which was pretty quick considering there were only 10 of us. None of us were surprised. I already read that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Just a few months ago, a kid had been allegedly tased. There we were.
Yes. Sorry. Oh, I want to tase somebody so bad. I want the kind with the spring-loaded tips, the barbs, you know?
Yeah. It shoots out like a gun.
Yes. Yes.
It's got a little laser sight on it so that you can
tell. I've literally looked up tasing on YouTube so that I could live vicariously through other people who do it to each other. So I want it so bad. I don't know why. I
tell you what, if we get 1,000 patrons by the end of the year, I'll let you tase.
Really? Really? Okay, people. You hear how happy I am right now?
I'm kind of scared.
We've only got 100. We got 999 to go. No, we got 900 more to go. And then I get to tase John, the nicest guy in the world. I don't know if I want to tase you.
Oh, I'd be so scared to get tased because I probably would pee my pants. Of course, we're going to have to record it.
Right.
Oh, man.
Okay, all guys. Right. If we can get... How about... What if we just got to $1,000 in monthly support?
Man, I'm getting tased.
Okay.
It's got to be a high, lofty goal.
1,000 people. Okay, 1,000 people. Guys,
1,000 people.
The lowest level is $1 a month, guys. If 900 of you signed up for $1, and if you do it annually, it takes like 12% off or something like that, and you can get it the whole year for $10.
I'm starting to sweat now, man.
And then I can tase John.
Do I get to pick the taser?
I'll let you help me pick it out. I just want the one with the best ratings on Amazon, you know. Oh, Amazon's Select, you know, Amazon's Choice or whatever it is.
Okay.
Whichever one has 63,000 reviews, you know, positive. Yeah,
okay.
You want the one that's going to break.
A cattle prod.
Where a flag pops out of the end that says pow.
Yeah, that's the taser I want.
Zap.
That's the one. I'll buy the taser and not put batteries in it. And I'm a really good actor, so I'll just pretend.
That's okay.
All right. Well,
if it's the same thing, I wouldn't even know. And I would get the satisfaction and think I really got you. So.
Okay. Anyway. All right. Well, Simone apparently has a little story about this because she said that's a story for another time about the kid getting tased.
Please send in the story about the child getting tased.
Yes. Okay, back to the story. However, as more and more students ran down the hall and rounded the corner and more kids checked their snaps, the story began to get foggy. Apparently, there was only one kid in the bathroom. So we're all wondering how one kid managed to start a fight by himself. And immediately my brain goes to Liar, Liar, where Jim Carrey's beating himself up in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing, man? I won't say the rest. So after everybody started checking their snaps and stuff, they found that the word fight became fire.
Oh.
Apparently, some junior somehow managed to not only sneak a lighter into school, but also thought it would be a brilliant idea to set the garbage in the boys' bathroom on fire.
Stupid teenagers.
You're right. They are idiots. That's a terrible, mean thing to say. But if you're going to light a fire in a bathroom, that's kind of dumb.
Yeah, it's dangerous and dumb. It's not even cool.
It is dangerous. It's not even like, oh, I'm going to be like stupid and stuff. Anyway, I don't know if they thought it would be a getaway with it or they just didn't care, but we have cameras everywhere at our school. So the guy was caught pretty quickly. Still, I just kind of rolled my eyes and went on with my day. People, mostly boys, come on, you know it's true. We're always doing stupid stuff in the bathrooms. And Simone's not wrong. Boys do stupid stuff in the bathroom. Just a side note here. So my office is like literally like 20 steps away from the boys' bathroom, the middle school boys' bathroom here. And, dude, whenever it's like a break or whatever, there's like 50 boys in a bathroom that only has two places that you can go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're just all standing around there being stupid and stuff. And we've had to put a sign up on their own. No more than three people in the bathroom at a time. They can't read, apparently. They're just a bunch of dumb boys in the bathroom. Anyways, sorry. I don't mean to be mean.
No, I like it.
It's a bunch of morons.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, yes, Simone is right. Mostly boys do stupid things in the bathroom. We're always doing stupid stuff in the bathroom, like emptying the soap dispensers all over the floor, flushing fruits down the toilet. Come on, seriously?
Wow.
I went into that bathroom, that same bathroom I was just talking about. Some kid had put a rock in the boy toilet. Oh. You know what I mean by the boy toilet, the urinal? I hate to call them urinal because that sounds gross. But
no.
So a big, huge rock, and there's like, who's going to get that out? I'm not.
No.
Hopefully. Not going to get asked.
Maybe
to
it was a kidney anyway. Stone. Maybe he passed it. It's a giant urethra. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Dude had to deliver a baby. Ouch. Oh, I don't. Okay. I'm moving on. This is the bell rang and all we all went to our last class of the day. Unfortunately, mine took me right past the bathroom where the fire had been. It was the smell that hit me first.
Oh.
As if the smell of something burning wasn't bad enough, we had to walk the hall in the smell of burning garbage.
Oh.
The stench reached down the halls and wafted down the staircase, leaving everyone who passed it coughing and smelling of garbage smoke.
Mm.
To make things worse, the principals had to put some floor fans by the door to disperse the stench and smoke, but it only made things worse. The next day, the smell was there, and the door was taped over in a classic police fashion, as if some grand crime scene had happened in there.
Mm.
I think that the bathroom was taped off till the end of the year, and there was always a principal standing by it on guard. That's all. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah,
since
we
it
did.
Seems to be some sort of tradition. Hope this makes it on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Love from Mississippi, Simone.
Well, thanks for the story.
Oh, my goodness.
It was yeah, enjoyable.
What is garbage? I mean, because I'm thinking, what kind of stuff do you throw away in the bathroom?
Mostly paper towels, I would think.
Like that you dry your hands with and stuff. But there must have, you know, apparently Simone's school is a little rough around the edges because they're flushing fruits down the toilet and stuff like that.
Maybe there was just...
Maybe I don't know. Taking dumps in the...
Who knows? There's a plastic bag, you know, in there in theory. So maybe the plastic smell.
Ah, yeah.
You know, I don't know. But I'll tell you, we had a kid. I'm sure that kid probably faced some criminal charges over something like that.
Justice.
We had a kid that went to our youth group that lit the toilet paper in the bathroom on fire during one of our services.
Oh.
And the firemen came, and as soon as they saw, because he reported the fire. And as soon as the fireman came, he ran up to him and he's like, "I reported the fire." And they're like, "Oh, hi, Justin." And
they knew him by name.
They knew him by name. Apparently, Justin had found a legitimate fire a couple of weeks before and reported it. And they had bragged on him and brought him into the firehouse and fed him pizza and just made a big deal about him. And he wasn't the smartest kid in the world, apparently. And thought, you know, I can recreate this sensation and this feeling and this experience by becoming an arsonist. So he went to jail.
Oh,
yeah. They put his butt, they put him in jail.
Oh, my goodness.
For arson.
I just wanted some attention because nobody loves me.
Right. It was sad.
Oh, it is
sad. But it set a precedent. Don't light anything on fire. Anyway.
Yeah, it's like you could kill people.
Yeah. Well, we got an LBB story.
Let's add to the list.
Micromanaging manager. It's from Maureen Sandy. Hi, I'm Maureen from Minnesota, and I'm catching up with the podcast and listening to the old episodes. I'm at 67. We got a long way to go, girl.
Yeah.
Where James is recalling an LBB who was a crazy micromanager, and I have one of those right now. My boss is the worst at communicating like a regular person. If I email him a question about a task, he either completely ignores my email or he gets back with me days later. However, when there's a super simple task, he will go over the top in explaining it. And here's my story. We were told to pick 3 days of the week to start working in the office. And obviously, you know, a few days that they would work out of the office. So my boss emailed me this. Please let me know if you have any questions on the day requirements. There are 7 options. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Monday, Thursday, Friday. Thursday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I wanted to scream, am I an idiot? Take care, James. I love all your podcasts, Maureen Sandy. So, yeah. Instead of just saying let's just pick 3 days, he listed out every option. Oh my gosh! I had a boss that
like
was that
takes
way.
A lot of mental energy.
Yeah, he was thinking about that one, man. He was like, they're gonna appreciate my thought process so much. I had a boss like that. He would over explain the simplest things. And one time, I remember it came to a head. He was holding up a picture that somebody had drawn that I needed to translate into art that could be printed on a T-shirt. And it was a big moon with a black outline and then a purple sky with stars. And he goes, now what you need to do is go back there and make this moon. And you see this purple part right here. And he takes his hand and he points out all the purple all the way around. And I just looked at him and just stared at him like, do you think, I mean, I don't know what purple is? Really? Am I that stupid? Fire me right now. If you don't think I know what purple is, oh, I couldn't wait to get over there and get going.
It's this purple right here, not this purple.
Well, the worst of it was I had to come back and ask him, what purple are you talking about? I can't even see purple. No, just kidding.
I'm colorblind. I don't know if I told you this on the job interview, but.
I work in shades of gray, so 50 of them.
Oh, man. Wow. Anyway. Micromanagers drive me crazy, and I've had some in my time. But
you've got a great story coming up. This is a great story. It's
why waste water, James?
That's what I.
That's the name of the story. That's
the name of the story
comes to us from Isabella from Redlands, California, and Isabella says, "Hey, James and John, my name is Isabella, and I am 14 years old. Been listening to your show for about 9 months. Well, thank you. And you guys both bring a little laughter into my day every time I listen to your show. So if I may, thank you."
Oh, you're welcome.
You are most welcome, Isabella. It is and it is my pleasure. And it is Jesus.
Shut up.
A little Chick-fil-A joke there for you, fellas.
Let's get to 1,000 so I can shock him. Okay. That's all I'm saying. He needs to be tased badly.
Let's get to 1,000 patrons. Okay. You heard it here first on episode 419. 1,000 patrons gets John tased by James. But it has to be within the rest. It's got to be by 2020.
No, you can't add stuff to it now. No, I said whenever it happens, it is automatically going to happen. You could be 90 years old. If we hit 1,000 subscribers patrons, I get to tase you in your wheelchair.
I'm pretty sure I said if we get 1,000 patrons this year.
No, you didn't say that.
2022.
No.
All right. We'll have to wait till this episode airs and I'll listen and I'll point it out and say, hey,
it's
man.
It's open-ended.
Got it in reading.
It's open-ended. You're getting shocked eventually. It's just a matter of time. Is it going to be 10 years? Is it going to be 5 years? Is it going to be 5 months? We don't know.
The sooner the better, because I don't know, man. I don't know if my heart can take an extra jolt of energy like that.
We're gonna get the one with the best. I want crispy. Yeah. I want extra crispy chicken, like you did from Chick-fil-A.
We don't do that here anymore. We don't do that here anymore. Okay. We just don't. Okay. Well, Isabella's story continues. I have a story for you that's been passed down for 3 generations in my family. Mm. I love these kind. These are historical.
They're great.
Historical. I love it. In 1955, my great-grandparents were living in Alaska. My great grandpa was an Alaskan bush pilot and a trailer park manager. My great grandma helped with managing the trailer park when my grandpa was gone and up in the airplane. And as the story goes, my great grandma was the type of person who was so nice, she would give you the shirt off her back.
No, no, grandma, no! God, no!
Really uncomfortable in Alaskan winters. I don't know if that's literal, but she was just that kind.
Yeah.
She loved to welcome new people when they moved into the trailer park. And one of the ways that she would do this was to invite them to dinner.
You want my shirt?
Yeah. Yeah. Here's a shirt for you. It just came off my back. And here's some dinner. Hope you haven't lost your appetite. A new couple had just moved into the trailer park and my great grandma invited them over for dinner. They came over for dinner and had a great time. And as they were leaving, my great grandma said, come over for dinner anytime. She must have been from the South because they say that sometimes. Mm. Come over anytime.
Anytime.
That was a mistake, James. Because unknown to her, the next night they came over for dinner. And the next. Oh, and the next.
Gosh.
And the next. They came over every night for 2 weeks.
No way.
Oh, man. My great-grandma was getting very tired of cooking and doing dishes for two extra people more than usual. So she used her wits and made a plan. That's what grandmas do, and great-grandmas do it greatly. So just here was the plan. As dinner was wrapping up one night, my great-grandma started to do dishes a little early, but not the regular way you do dishes. She gathered all the plates and utensils, and she arranged them down on the floor and laid them out, and then she called for her dogs. The dogs came and licked the plates clean. And after they were gone, my great-grandma simply collected the plates and utensils and put them in the cupboard. A couple was watching my great-grandma do this with shocked expressions on their face. And when my great-grandma was done, the husband of the new couple asked, aren't you going to wash those? My great-grandma replied, oh, no, that's a waste of water. Ever so coincidentally, the couple immediately got up, excused themselves, thanked my great parents for the great meal, and went on their way.
Yes.
Strangely, they never came back.
Huh. Go figure.
I wonder why. Once again, thank you both for the show. Keep up the good work. I hope this makes it on the show. Isabella.
Yes.
From Isabella, Redlands, California.
Redlands, California.
Wow.
It's amazing.
That is what you call some super clean. That was a great ploy right there.
Yeah. Huh? That's smart lady right there. That's how you get rid of people that you don't want hanging out. Well, guys, that was a great story. And surely you have one. You've thought of one. Whatever your story is, call us toll free 833-55-STORY or email thatstoryshow@gmail.com. Review the show on iTunes or wherever you found us. Thanks to our patrons for your support, with special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Jennifer Kinnison, Eric Kube, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Support the work we do and get more from your favorite podcast today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. And remember, if we get 1,000 patron supporters, I get to tase John. That is amazing. It was so nice of him to offer. Remember, though, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed, and don't hit it with the claw end of a hammer. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Yeah, about that tasing thing.
Yeah.
I may have...
You may have been on recording when you said that. And that's,
are you sure?
Yeah, you were recorded. It's official. I will let you, if you want, find someone else that would do it in tribute. You know, like
okay.
Like from the Hunger Games, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be a different John. Maybe like my son.
Yeah, your son. I would happily tase a teenager.
You can tase him.
Yeah. He would probably want it.
Yeah, he probably. Okay, that put sounds
this,
like fun.
Put this on my TikTok.
Yeah.
Yes.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.